If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
In professional wrestling, there's no such thing as a sure thing. These guys are proof of that. I'm Andy from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 wrestlers too big to fail that failed anyway. Number 10, Drew McIntyre, WWE from 2009 to 2014. Now obviously, Drew McIntyre hasn't failed at all during this, his second run with WWE, considering he's now one of the most important guys in the entire company. But his first go-around was pretty much a bust when you consider, you know, the whole Chosen One gimmick. Vince McMahon handpicked Drew as a future world champion in September 2009. Now, he was technically correct, he eventually won the WWE Championship, but it took a good decade or so longer than the boss would have hoped for, with Drew fading so badly during his original run that he was released in 2014. In interviews, McIntyre has held his hands up to that. He has taken full responsibility of the situation and eventually came back to WWE twice the wrestler he was before. If he hadn't done that, he'd have gone down as an all-time disappointment. Number 9, Mike Awesome in WCW and WWE from 2000 to 2002. It doesn't sound as impressive in 2021 when it feels like every big man can dash and dive like a cruiserweight, but Mike Awesome blew minds in ECW. His combination of speed, power, size, and agility was eyeball-popping, and ECW was the perfect environment for him. Now, admittedly, he was no great talker, but with the right manager to do that for him, Awesome should have been the biggest thing in the world when he finally hit the mainstream. This wasn't the case in WCW, where he was made to work dumb gimmicks like That 70s Guy and, the Fat Chick Thriller. Or even in WWE, where he slid down the card after falling afoul of The Undertaker backstage. Sadly, Mike Awesome never became the big deal he should have been in the mainstream companies. And that really sucks. Number 8, Sin Cara in WWE from 2011 to 2014. This sounds really weird in 2021, but before he came to WWE, the original Sin Cara as Mystico was one of the biggest draws in all of wrestling. The guy would sell out CMLL's 15,000 capacity Arena Mexico seemingly on a weekly basis, and in 2006, he won the Wrestling Observer's Best Box Office Draw Award ahead of John Cena and the UFC's Tito Ortiz. For a while, he was the biggest luchador on the planet, and he was a genuine megastar. All of this should have served him well in WWE. How can a Mexican star of that magnitude possibly fail? Right? Well, spoiler alert, he did fail. Thrown onto television without any kind of developmental run, meaning he had no time to prepare for the adjustment from Lucha Libre to WWE, Sin Cara debuted in March 2011 and promptly flopped. Buried under a mountain of botches, mistakes, bad booking decisions, and reported backstage issues, the former mega draw became a mega bust. Number 7, Roman Reigns in WWE from 2012 to 2020. This is a similar entry to Drew McIntyre because today, Roman Reigns is awesome and one of, if not the best thing in the entire WWE, having finally turned the tide of public favor by doing the one thing that fans wanted from him all along, turning heel. Vince McMahon spent the best part of 5 years projecting Roman as his company's all-conquering, money-drawing, babyface centerpiece, a Hulk Hogan or a John Cena for a new era. This created one of the most vitriolic fan backlashes in wrestling history, worsening an already toxic relationship with the audience that almost certainly contributed to the company's chronic slide in popularity. Had Vince swallowed his pride earlier and turned Reigns heel in, I don't know, 2015, we wouldn't have had to live through such horrors as that farce at the Royal Rumble with The Rock awkwardly holding up his arm or suffering succotash, and maybe, just maybe, that whole mess could have been avoided. Number 6, Dean Ambrose in WWE from 2012 to 2019. Hindsight is a wonderful thing, of course, but if you look at Jon Moxley today, from a WWE standpoint, the most frustrating thing about that guy isn't that he's been a valuable asset to AEW since that company started existing, but that he could be doing everything he is doing there, apart from the death matches, on Raw or SmackDown, had WWE just let the guy be himself a little bit more. WWE let the coolest wrestler on the planet slip away from them. They jobbed him out to exploding televisions and forced him to cut cool promos, taking aim at his real-life friend's leukemia, pushing Ambrose to the point of saying, "Screw this," refusing to renew his expiring contract, and pissing off. Shackled by wackiness in WWE, the Jon Moxley of today is tough without ever being corny and funny, without feeling like the rodeo clown he was in WWE. He could have been a major money-drawing player for WWE, as he is now for AEW, but no, they wanted to make him wacky. Number 5, Bret Hart in WCW from 1997 to 2000. The Hitman crossing over to WCW fresh off his final run as WWE Champion should have helped Ted Turner's company strengthen its stranglehold on the Monday Night Wars when it was already well in to its 83-week run on top of the ratings, as WCW not only nabbed one of the competition's best pure wrestlers, but one of its biggest stars as well. Instead, Hart ended up having one of the most demoralizing runs in WCW history. Never fully recovering from the Montreal screwjob, he was booked like ass, introduced as a referee of all things at Starrcade 97, working an underwhelming Ric Flair feud after that, and experiencing various other disappointments throughout his time in Georgia. Put together with Hart's own escalating disinterest as creative shot down idea after idea, this was a poisonous cocktail, and of course then came the concussion that effectively ended his career, as Goldberg's thrust kick put a grim exclamation mark on a run that goes down as a real low point in a great career. Number 4, Sting in WWE from 2014 to 2020. This should have been really, really easy. Here he is, the last major star to cross over to WWE from WCW. So let's book the guy as a special attraction. Let's get a few dream matches going, like, I don't know, the Undertaker match that people had wanted forever. And, you know, just really make the most of it. Sadly, Vince McMahon had other ideas. Rather than using Sting well in a way that would have made sense, he decided to use him as a pawn in a war that he had won well over a decade prior, resulting in that car crash of a match with Triple H at WrestleMania 31. Ostensibly a reminder that, yes, WWE beat WCW. It was so, so petty, and a few months later, Sting's career was seemingly over after a serious neck injury incurred while wrestling Seth Rollins at Night of Champions. Number 3, Lex Luger in WWE from 1993 to 1995. One of WWE's first notable failures at finding Hulk Hogan's replacement, Luger's legacy has been unfairly tainted by his inability to replace the most important wrestler in company history. Vince wanted the aesthetic of another big blonde muscle man coming through the main event door as another one departed, because if it worked in the 80s, it'll work in the 90s, pal. So WWE went all in on Sexy Lexi. The Lex Express took him all the way around the country as he was rebranded landed the All-American, but Luger couldn't get over to the level that WWE wanted. Vince dialed back on plans to give him the world title. Lex ended up flopping and later found a new way to send shockwaves through wrestling a couple of years later by jumping ship to WCW for the first episode of Nitro. Number 2, Goldberg in WWE from 2003 to 2004. Hide the weaknesses and amplify the strengths is one of the golden rules of booking pro wrestling, and it's exactly what WCW did to get Goldberg over as a draw and, yes, a star. Short, snappy matches that don't stretch Goldberg's limited skill set beyond his capabilities are how you get the guy over. WWE, well, they did the opposite of that, making Goldberg work longer matches that didn't suit his style or what got him over in the first place, and even jobbing him out to Triple H in 2003, shortly after he'd signed in the first place. A ridiculous approach, considering Goldberg became huge by mauling everyone in front of him in just a couple of minutes, and was somebody that WWE fans had a real hunger for after 2 years on the sidelines. But proof that WWE's obsession with forcing everyone to strictly adhere to their house style, even when it doesn't make sense, isn't always best for business. Number 1. Big Show in WWE from 1999 to 2021. Like Andre the Giant before him, you should be able to count the number of clean singles losses the Big Show had in WWE on one hand. Beating him should have meant something. Now, granted, recreating iconic moments like WrestleMania 3 is easier said than done, but toppling Big Show should have been akin to scaling Mount Everest. It should have been bloody hard, is what I'm trying to say. And yet, when Paul White left Stamford, he did so with a colossal 603 losses on his resume. Run into the ground by over two decades of constant turns, crying on air, lame gimmicks, and WWE's inability to protect him as a giant, despite his obvious physical gifts. Show should have spent years as the most arresting and imposing spectacle wrestler, a giant updated for modern wrestling palettes, but instead ended up transitioning to his jobber to the stars phase almost on arrival. It's depressing that his four reigns as WWE champion say nothing about Big Show's legacy, because when you think about the guy years from now, you're probably going to remember things like the Big Boss Man driving away with his dad's casket, or his many, many tears before any of those title reigns, or any of his big wins.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.